The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, welcome all. It's good to be with you. Let us practice together. Sweet to see the chat and All right. Let's find our way into some stillness together. Maybe we take a deep breath. And it's almost like with that breath, we're calling in all the moments of Dharma practice that we've ever done. No matter what judgments you might have about your practice, we've each had many, many moments of clarity, patience, gentleness, devotion, renunciation, it's like one deep breath, subtly, wordlessly, reminds our body of all of that. Just finding our reverence for something, for the path, for goodness, for love. Finding something towards which it feels very natural to bow down and thank. Knowing that somewhere right now in this moment, someone's practicing metta, loving kindness for all beings. That means you, us. And so we enter this field of care as we breathe together. Maybe we can understand all the movements of the attention away from what's here now as the mind's expression of its various loves, though perhaps a kind of naive love. These movements of the mind certain naivete about the nature of happiness. But so innocent. Nothing to judge for sure. So we forgive our conditioning. Breathe. It's not that this too shall pass. It's that everything's always passing. Re-enter the flow of Anicca. The model we have of our self-knowing, our breathing, the meditator observing is also part of the flow of anicca, impermanence. It's the habit of not noticing that gives phenomena their apparent stability. Smelting into breathing.